Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival. Today I'm in company, as you can see, of Mel Gibson and Andrew Garfield, director and actor of Oxo Ridge. Welcome.
Welcome.
So as I was saying, I'm still shaking about that. The film really got me, and what I think, I always think that we need to watch. We need to know that real superheroes in this case existed, because that could give us strength, you know, to survive, to do powerful things. Is that one of the idea behind?
Well, he existed. He was a real man. He was an ordinary man with incredible faith and conviction in his personal life. He depended on something greater than himself, which he called his faith. And he was an ordinary man in did extraordinary things in a difficult situation. So this to me is inspiring, and I hope it inspires. It inspired me while making it. I think Andrew was inspired to do it, and I hope it inspires the audience.
How was it to play this character? I felt that at a certain point it was difficult for me to understand how he could not accept any compromise, ready, or he didn't want to meet them halfway. Mm-hmm. And then I got it, obviously, but yeah. I was wondering how it was for you to play
this. I mean, God, you know, I wish I could be as strong in my conviction as Desmond. There's something remarkable and aspirational about that simple conviction. You know, he wasn't what's aspirational about it isn't that he wanted to be a hero. He didn't want any attention, actually. All the attention that came to him from saying no to the thing that he couldn't do, which was take life, he didn't want at all. I believe he was very close to packing it in, to surrendering, to giving in, to either meeting them halfway just to end the spotlight that was on him. He was a truly humble man, like a sincerely humble man in that regard. It's incredibly inspiring to try and live that way, really, for all of us to live according to our own inner compass, and while simultaneously allowing oneself to question that inner compass and go, is this coming from some egoic thing? Is it pride? Is it coming from a place, or is it coming from a true place, a place of love? Call it God, call it spirit, call it soul, call it whatever word you want. It was a really wonderful thing to inhabit and aspire to.
Is it the type of film that makes you grow in a way? I felt it like sometimes. Can it happen that a director and an actor, while working on something, they change somehow? Because it changed me. So is that a process that happens?
Yeah, I think, well, all life experiences are changing, life-altering. And I think just, you know, the experience of, like, trying to realize it. I mean, you learn about other people, and you certainly learn about Desmond, which I've said is inspiring. Makes you question yourself, makes you look at yourself, and we're all going through, or at least I am. I'm always trying to make myself better every day. I don't know if I succeed. I think it's like, you know, two steps forward, two steps back half the time, or most of the time, but it's, I'm sure I've changed by the experience. I'm not sure I can tell you how, but I'm sure it's, you know, but if it does something to you as an audience member, that's very gratifying. And I would hope that it has that effect, and that's the reason for doing it. And I think I saw the possibility of that. So I just want to transmit it. I'm just a vector. I'm a diseased person. I just want to wipe my disease all over you. How's that?
Me too.
Perfect answer. Thank you so much, Mel Gibson, Andrew Garfield, for being here with us on Fred Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.